by. Thanks for holding, everyone. Welcome, and thank you again for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Ease the Pain, Migrating to System Z Management Solutions. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. This teleconference shares best practices and tips to make the transition to System Z management tools quicker and easier. The teleconference will be hosted by Sue Hamner, Technical Sales, System Z Automation and Network Performance Monitoring, and Heidi Stevenson, Sales Specialist for TWS ZOS. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our first speaker, Sue Hamner. Sue?
Thank you, and hello, everyone, and welcome to our teleconference today on migration to System Z management solutions. My name is Sue Hamner, and my colleague Heidi Stevenson and I of IBM System Z Software Technical Sales are pleased to be with you today. Our agenda for today's call on slide number 2 focuses on best practices around migration to IBM's Tivoli System Automation and Workload Scheduler products for ZOS. We will update you on the tooling, processes, and methodologies that will simplify migration and implementation around any System Z software conversion that you may be planning at this time or considering for a future date. At the end of the presentation, we will open the lines for any questions that you may have. The Tivoli System Automation and Workload Scheduler solutions provide both ZOS and distributed interfaces around 24/7 automation, availability, and scheduling of job applications. As your data centers grow, the need to simplify operations increases as you add hardware, software, and personnel and implement new applications to achieve greater efficiency. Workloads are accelerated by electronic commerce, which increases staffing and training requirements, and many platform experts are needed. Constant 24/7 availability is essential and must be maintained through migrations, company mergers, acquisitions, and consolidations. Orderly, reliable sequencing and management of process execution is an essential part of IT management. By simplifying your operations, Tivoli System Automation and Workload Scheduler can help you meet required availability service level agreements, contain costs, make efficient use of your operations staff, and remove repetitive tasks from being reliant on human intervention. With that said, let's get right into the presentation today by turning to slide number 3. Essentially, there are 5 key milestones you should consider for successful migration to any System Z software solution, including system automation. The first milestone and the heart of any successful migration is performing the proper assessment of your existing automation environment. Understanding your current configuration, along with additional features and functions you may need that you do not currently have with your existing product today, is just one of the benefits of performing a migration assessment. The migration assessment study involves a data collection of information about your existing automation environment. A data analysis phase is then performed by an experienced IBM professional, mapping your current automation and your future automation needs to system automation features and functions. The final assessment report outlines the IBM analysis based on your current automation implementation. It identifies and addresses all aspects of migration and greatly assists in eliminating redundant or obsolete automation rules or REX code you may have in place. The assessment also describes such things as the benefits and recommendations of migration to system automation, and it outlines project planning and resource requirements along with the expected project duration and suggested education and related product publications. Additionally, the assessment identifies any conversion inhibitors or required areas of attention, such as data cleanup. It documents any optional installation exits or product modifications you may have in place today. The second key milestone for successful migration is identification of migration tooling that will assist you in the data migration phase of your project. Later in this presentation, I will announce a new series of automated tools soon to be available to you. The third key milestone for successful migration is development of a project plan. In the assessment example, I discussed migration planning, project resources, and project duration. Since the assessment identifies all aspects of migration, the assessment output can be easily imported into an effective project plan. There are three major phases to development of a successful project plan. The first phase calls for product installation on a test plex. The second phase is split into two sub-phases. Phase 2A calls for conversion of automation rules or recs, followed by Phase 2B, which is testing of the same. Finally, Phase 3 outlines the final phase of migration, which is the production cutover. Simplistically speaking, once Phases 1 and 2 are complete, your migrated system automation environment is ready to be moved into production. The fourth key milestone for successful migration is the proper and timely execution of project task completion. Monitor and track your migration project status to completion. Consider IBM migration resources to help you with the execution of project tasks. The fifth and final key milestone you should consider for successful migration is the proper planning and timing around migration cutover to system automation. Consider system downtime requirements you may have around IPLs to remove existing automation, such as exits or other LPA resident modules that should be brought in under the new environment. Please turn to slide number 4. The previous slide identified assessment as one of the five key milestones to successful migration. The major areas of information within the assessment is the migration overview, assessment study details, migration tasks, associated educational courses, and useful web information. The migration overview is typically an excellent part of the assessment that will interest your project team as well as executives involved with the changeover of software. The executive summary section of the migration overview describes the assessment study methodology as well as conclusions as to the feasibility of performing the migration, and it also includes the project duration in calendar months. The executive summary also outlines suggested resource requirements, including the specific personnel and job skills needed to make the migration a success. The executive summary outlines specific recommendations and steps to proceed with your migration. Lastly, the executive summary outlines the benefits of migrating to system automation, such as in exploitation of technology, ease of implementation, cost of ownership, IBM as your software vendor, and the usability of the system automation technology. Additionally, the migration overview includes detailed information around migration planning and project summary information, which is included with a proposed schedule of all major project phases. The assessment study details section of the assessment offers statistical information using data from your environment, such as how many automation rules exist within certain types of automation categories, and how many REX programs you may have in your inventory. Additionally, the assessment study detail identifies any underlying conversion issues that may exist. The migration recommendation section of the assessment details observations and recommendations regarding all aspects of the project. Examples of these recommendations include suggested product maintenance PTFs related to installation, suggestions for ParmLive and ProcLive members, requirements for user exits, recommendations for data cleanup issues, sizing of installation-defined libraries or databases, and suggested conversion job flow and migration tooling. The educational courses and web information sections of the assessment outline recommended training needs for your project team and operations personnel, along with web information on current versions of product documentation, Redbooks, and associated system automation product homepages. Please turn to slide number 5. In the previous slide, I presented the assessment study details and statistical information gathered as a part of the data collection process. Slide 5 illustrates an example of one of the statistical reports that categorizes the number of automation roles within each category along with the total number of REX execs that were identified. The example shown here is for illustration purposes only, and your results will vary. Please turn to slide number 6. Migration tools help to automate portions of the conversion that are most vulnerable to manual manipulation, such as automation of IPL startup and shutdown that you may currently have implemented with your current product using customized RECs. The first tool described in slide 6 automates your systemd startup and shutdown of active started tasks. You can read the detailed description for yourself and quickly realize the value in dynamically capturing your active ZOS started tasks and migrating them to system automation built-in policy. Watch your ZOS systems perform startup and shutdown automatically in system automation upon successful execution of this tool. The second tool described on slide 6 manages automation source code RECs and is called Migration Source Code Control. Custom code requires careful identification during migration assessment, since system automation typically requires up to 40% less custom code RECs than its competitors. The benefits of using the previous auto discovery tool over custom RECs contributes to the policy-based automation the system automation offers within the 40% reduction. The migration source code control tool is key for project managers or automation specialists managing medium to large size REC stacks. Please turn to slide number 7. The third tool is around emulation of existing RECs for compatibility of running existing RECs under system automation. As I described earlier in the presentation, you can choose to migrate much of your legacy RECs to system automation policy, or using this emulation tool, you may choose to migrate your RECs over time after you complete your migration to system automation. The fourth tool migrates the automation rules you may be using today. The rules migration utility will greatly assist in migration of existing message automation to system automation policy. Message automation is typically the largest category of rules that require migration. Now that I have described our best practices and tools around migration to system automation, the full documentation on these migration tools will be in a new System Automation IBM Redbook available this year. Stay tuned for more at www.redbooks.ibm.com. Please turn to slide number 8. This slide shows an example view of the panels for the first two migration tools. A simple installation of the tools to your systems easily enables their use and value. The Redbook will formally document the step-by-step installation and details regarding the use of each one of the tools. Please turn to slide number 9. Any successful project requires a detailed project plan. Slide 9 details a typical migration of the migration phase 2 project plan task. This phase can be summarized best as convert and test your rules and RECs, followed by parallel testing and finalization. The migration assessment details the major milestones of the automation product, which can then be easily transported into the project tracking and management tool of your choice. Usually, the project planning milestone phase can be combined with scheduling formal system automation training for your migration team. The production rollout phase 3 implement your migration phase 2 prerequisite work into your production flex. Usually post-cutover activities occur, followed by wrap-up of your automation migration project. Please turn to slide number 10. This slide provides a view from the migration assessment regarding timelines for the various project phases along with their associated durations. The example shown here is for illustration purposes, and your results will vary. Please turn to slide number 11. The migration phase encompasses all previous discussion regarding the project. A typical scope of work involves the execution of an assessment, whether performed on your own or by an experienced IBM professional, followed by project planning and migration tools, and finishes when the migration tasks have been adequately completed. With the proper planning, staffing, and tracking, you can achieve a successful automation migration. Whether you team with IBM or choose to migrate on your own, we look forward to hearing about your migration experiences with system automation. Please turn to slide number 12. As I wrap up the system automation portion of this presentation, I will leave you with our automated operator who completed an automation cutover and successfully finished a migration project. You can do this too. At this time, I would like to pass the call to Heidi Stevenson, who will take you through migration to Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS. Heidi, take it away.
Thank you, Sue. Please turn to slide 13. I would like to talk to you today about the migration process for IBM's Tivoli Workload Scheduler, also known as TWS. Migrations from one product to another have certain steps that are similar. However, there are many steps that are unique to a TWS migration. I would like to share with you how we have successfully assisted customers in a TWS migration from their ISV scheduling products with a high degree of customer satisfaction. Migrating from one scheduling tool to IBM's TWS is not something that customers take lightly. The services provided by a job scheduler and a data center are similar in nature to the telephone dial tone. No one notices either of them until they're not available. So one of the first things we usually ask by customers is, what is it going to take to migrate our current scheduler to TWS? Normally, they want to understand the time and effort required on their part, the amount of assistance needed from IBM, and also what type of day-to-day commitment by their staff will be required during the migration process. Providing realistic answers to these key questions requires one thing, information. The more information we have about your scheduling environment, the better we can estimate the time and effort a migration will require. From IBM's perspective, we need to come up with an estimate of hours for our assistance that will be recommended to complete the TWS migration. This hours estimate is for what we refer to as our normal migration assist model. We use this term to emphasize two points. The customer will be performing the bulk of the migration work. We simply assist you. And two, our approach is not a turnkey approach. Customer involvement is vital. Typically, this assist model means the customer will perform 2 to 3 times the number of hours that our migration specialist will incur. Our migration specialists have extensive migration experience and TWS knowledge, but your staff has the business knowledge and current scheduler exploitation knowledge. Working together, we will achieve a successful migration. The quickest way to come up with a number of assistance hours estimate is by simply supplying what we call our industry average. We do this in cases where a migration specialist has minimal knowledge about your current scheduling environment, possibly just the name of the product you run and the number of databases. This estimate is based on the average number of hours performed for other customers with similar environments. An industry average is typically used for budgeting purposes only. Before we can provide a realistic hours estimate for an actual migration, we need to conduct a more detailed investigation of your scheduling environment. Our preferred approach to providing a migration hours estimate is to perform what we call our industry average plus, or simply an IA plus. An IA Plus is based on additional data you provide about your current scheduling environment. In a nutshell, we gather information such as the product you currently utilize, the number of jobs you have defined, as well as the features and functions you exploit and to what extent. After analyzing the information supplied, we generate an estimate of the likely IBM migration specialist assistance hours required by you in order to migrate successfully to TWS. As a prerequisite to our data gathering, we must first make sure that a current confidentiality agreement is in place between you and IBM. This is an audit requirement dictated by IBM Legal for demonstrating compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley. This agreement permits IBM to review your data and commits IBM to treating that data with full confidentiality. We never share your data with other customers. We then send you our data collection materials, DCMs. The DCM consists of two parts, a questionnaire about your scheduling environment and instructions for gathering and sending us reports from your current scheduler. We run this scheduling report through our analysis tool. Based on this information, along with the answers to the questionnaires, our migration specialist produces a migration assistance hours estimate. Since no two migrations are alike, it is vital that we understand exactly how you exploit the features of your current scheduling product. Some features are easily converted, like job definition, while others might take additional time, such as migrating your scheduler utility batch jobs. Included in the migration estimate is all the training that your staff will need to understand TWS and the migration process. Once again, the more information you provide about your scheduling environment, the better our assistance estimate. Please turn to slide 14. So you've made a decision to migrate to TWS. How does the migration process work? The first step is for the key migration players to acquire TWS knowledge or training. A migration specialist conducts a TWS training session, which we've dubbed TWS 101, during which key TWS concepts are explained. This training is typically performed on-site using a TWS environment implemented on your system. Since such an environment doesn't simply spring from nowhere, a migration specialist has already been working with somebody on your system staff to install and customize a working TWS environment. The training session is then typically followed by a planning session. During the planning session, required migration tasks are identified and documented. In some cases, solutions are readily available and discussed. Other tasks, however, will likely require further investigation before solutions can be proposed and selected by the migration team. The usefulness of the planning session is directly affected by the participants' knowledge of both the current scheduler as well as TWS. This is why the TWS 101 training is so important. Additionally, roles and responsibility for the migration task are typically assigned. All tasks need to be identified and tracked throughout the migration process. Another common question from customers who are considering migrating to TWS is, how much time will my staff have to commit to the migration? The answer varies depending on the person's role in the migration. A system support programmer will be needed part-time. Our migration specialist can assist them in the installation and customization of the TWS software. In addition, a migration specialist will work with the systems programmer to install various migration tools. The bulk of the system programmer's time is spent during the early part of the migration. A security administrator will typically be needed part-time. Our migration specialist can assist them in setting up the correct access for users of TWS and jobs that are submitted through TWS. Again, the time spent by the security personnel is usually during the initial stages of the migration. A scheduler will be needed full-time, or at least on a daily basis. Our migration specialist will work with at least one scheduler throughout the migration. This person should have a good understanding of the current batch workload, any external processes that interact with the existing scheduler, such as a demand job, and a good working knowledge of the existing scheduler and its implementation exploitation. If there is more than one database to be migrated, we recommend establishing a core team that our migration specialist will work with throughout all the migrations. Once the core team has completed the first migration, they'll be able to work through the other migrations with less assistance from our migration specialist. Our migration estimates assumes this approach. In addition, overlapping multiple migrations is feasible based on the needs and deadlines of the customer. Throughout the entire migration, our migration specialist is providing different levels of training for your staff. Usually the first introduction, as we've mentioned, is the TWS 101, which consists of learning the basics of TWS and its terminology. This gives your staff a good basic understanding of TWS without having to learn everything about the product. As the migration progresses, there is additional TWS training provided. This will be customized to what features you will exploit in TWS. Additional training can be conducted for any members of your staff as required. One of the benefits of this type of training is that it's customized for your business environment. The migration specialist will ask if remote access to your scheduling systems is available. Remote access is an invaluable capability when performing a migration. This allows the migration specialist to have access to TWS when they are not on site. It also allows for faster problem resolution and frequently results in fewer on-site visits. This, of course, translates directly into migration cost savings and can also speed the overall migration time frame. One key aspect of a migration is converting the existing scheduling information into TWS. We do this by pulling reports and running them through our conversion tools. The results of the conversion tool are then loaded into TWS using a batch utility, and TWS plans are built. These plans are used to track the current scheduler's workload in parallel. Before we take a baseline copy of your scheduling information, it is an excellent chance to do a bit of housekeeping, making sure there's no obsolete data in the scheduling database, the JCL libraries, the procedure libraries, etc. We'll ensure that the migration only migrates what is required. There are some items that cannot be converted via a conversion tool, and these items will be addressed individually. Our migration specialist will suggest possible solutions. A key theme when making recommendations is to address the business requirements being migrated and not simply attempt to mimic the feature or function of the current scheduling product. Once the converted data is loaded into TWS, then the parallel tracking phase can begin. During this phase, TWS has no access to your production JCL, so the parallel tracking is a penalty-free period. TWS tracks all workload and updates its current stay schedule with the status of the jobs. Any apparent discrepancies will be noted as out-of-sequence errors in TWS. By using our parallel tracking tools, reports are generated showing these errors and the automated actions taken by the tools. Subsequently, the schedulers and migration specialists analyze the error reports and make appropriate adjustments if required. The automated reporting and correction tool just described is just one example of a parallel tracking tool. Other tools include a forecast comparison report and a TWS message log analysis report. Using these and other parallel tracking tools, the migration team can identify and correct any differences between the current scheduler job flows and the definitions loaded in the TWS built by the conversion tools. At some point, all the features that you need in TWS and the job streams have been verified and you're ready for a cutover. Most customers prefer the phased approach. This allows you to take workload, like backups, and turn them off in your old scheduler and move them into production in TWS. At some point, all jobs are now running under TWS's control, and the migration is complete. Please turn to slide 15. Another question that customers often ask is, what are the key success factors of a successful migration? In reality, all of what I have discussed above are important parts of a successful migration, but I'd like to leave you with what we have found are the three key success factors. First, knowledge of the current scheduler features and functions being exploited, as well as the knowledge of the business. This is what you already possess. You know your workload. You know your processes. You know your highest priority business flows. Second, verification of TWS job definitions and features used to replace the existing scheduling environment. It should be noted that the new parallel tracking tools have streamlined the parallel tracking process. Another point is that TWS is the only scheduling product that can do parallel tracking, where it runs side by side with your old scheduler, tracking the jobs and marking them successful or unsuccessful in TWS, all the while TWS is in a non-production mode. Your staff can learn TWS penalty-free and be comfortable with TWS before you cut over into production. Third, commitment from the customer, both from the executive level and from the technical staff standpoint. A strong commitment from the customer ensures a successful migration. I hope you found this migration information helpful, and we look forward to working with you in the future. Please turn to slide 16. Sue and I would like to thank you for your time today and also leave you with our contact information should you wish to contact us. Additionally, we have provided the URL to our software migration website, which provides links to customer success stories. Other customer references are available upon your request. Thank you, and now let me hand it over to the moderator.
Heidi, thank you very much. Before we move on to taking questions from the audience, we'd like to get some feedback from you in the form of a brief survey. We have several questions for you that we'd like you to answer using your telephone. Press the star key followed by the number on your phone that corresponds to your answer. So, first up, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If your level of satisfaction was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. Moving on to the next question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level, press star 1, not technical enough, press star 2, or more technical than you needed to hear, press star 3. Next, are you envisioning any migration effort in the next 6 months in your organization? If your answer is yes, press star 1, or if your answer is no, press star 2. For question 4, have you been involved in any migrations over the last 2 years? Again, if your answer is yes, press star 1, or if your answer is no, press star 2. Question 5, have you migrated to any systems management tools in the past? If your answer is yes, press star 1 or star 2 for no. Question 6, have you automated your system management infrastructure? Press star 1 if yes, star 2 if no. And for our last question, we hope you've enjoyed the teleconference today. Please just let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If you would like contact or follow-up, press star 1, or if your answer is no, press star 2. And that will conclude our survey. Thank you again for your participation. Now let's move on to your questions. To ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on the telephone. Again, it'll be star 1 for questions. And while we wait for our first question, I'd like to turn things back over to Sue and Heidi.
Okay, well, thank you everyone for joining our call today. And we'll now open the conference up to any questions that you have. And, operator, are there any questions out there?
No questions holding at the moment. Let me just remind everyone, it's star 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make. And to this point, Sue, no one has signaled with any questions.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. And everyone, thank you so very much for joining our call today. And please feel free to contact us with any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Well, thanks again for joining us, everyone. That will conclude today's teleconference. Again, thanks for joining us. Have a good day.